I am so delighted to have on the line with me from a band that are incomparable. I don't think anyone is making music quite like them in this country. I have Dave from Brother Sister on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Hi.
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. Excited to release our EP today. Let's all go.
Yes. On a roll, I guess you could argue you're on a roll. Tell us a little
That's
bit about...
What we're going for. We're on a roll. We're going to Japan.
I kind of walked into that one. Now, I do actually want to get to your excursion to Japan later. But first of all, tell me a bit about this EP.
The EP, it's been a bit of a journey for us. It's been written songs that we've kind of been writing over the past couple of years. Recently we decided we wanted to go on tour, so we're like, we better finish off the song. So we got into the studio and we finished three up here in Auckland with a producer called Ben Malone, and the other three we recorded with Ryan from Midwee. Don't know if you remember those guys from back in the day, up in Whangarei, which was a fun time. And for us, bit of a mixed bag, but most of it is sort of inspired by 80s movie soundtracks and cartoon shows and whatever record we've been putting on that day, essentially.
Now, I'm curious, what was it like recording in two different locations? Does it change much?
It was interesting. I mean, most of it, we record all of our own tracks, so it's all produced at home in the bedroom, essentially, and then we take it into the studio and mix it all down and re-record our vocals, basically. For us, it was interesting, actually, because it was really interesting working with two different producers.
I
guess we sort of, going from two different styles of production and seeing the differences, and I guess it was a really great learning experience for us, actually, because we sort of, were able to figure out what worked for our sound and apply that with two producers and figure out how that worked for us functionally. It was good.
Now, speaking of your sound, I love you guys because you're original, but you're honouring, kind of respecting a kind of past era of sound and old kind of fashions, I guess. And it was a period of time so iconic, musically, aesthetically, everything about kind of the 80s, late 70s was just, I mean, we love it. I think society still to this day like adores that time period. Do you ever feel like are you trying to really nail a sound? Do you feel like you're always chasing the dragon?
I think for us it has been, I guess we have huge goals and what we want to sound like, and it sort of changes every time we write a song. Sort of fine-tuning that, and I feel like with our most recent song, which is the lead track from our EP On a Roll, we're kind of starting to head in the direction that we really want to go in at the moment, which will probably change next year. But it's always a journey, and it always comes out different than we expect as well, I guess. And that's why you say, like, it sounds unique. I think we're a band of siblings, so we kind of have quite a unique and possibly odd sound sometimes when we get together and write music, and that just kind of is how it comes out, really.
I'm glad you've mentioned siblings. I mean, because the name Brother Sister doesn't give it away at all.
No.
Now, I personally love my brother, but I could never start a musical act with him. How does that work for you guys? Are you able to be harsher critiques of each other just because you're siblings and ribbing's part of that job? Or is it a really smooth kind of process, that creative process for you guys, because you're all related?
Completely opposite. If anything, we can't be harsh. we're extra sensitive. We're all a bunch of sensies, you know. So
pretty
much, we have a lot of fights in the band room. We're always setting each other off. But I think, for us, it's kind of partly why we do it. Like it's like a, because we're quite close as well. But it's like a reason for us to kind of get together and push through that stuff. Like, and,
right.
Kind of be stronger and be better. But yeah, we've done many times. I think just last week, like one of us was like, do you want me to leave? I'm going to leave. You know?
Oh,
and we were like, well, we've got a tour next week. No, let's just work it out.
Oh, I bet some of that is fun to watch. Sorry, I shouldn't take pleasure out of that.
No, that's fun to watch. We enjoy watching it as well.
Now, I have to say, you've been a great interview so far because you segue into my next question so well, as you just have again, speaking of a tour, and you have one coming up, obviously.
Yeah, we're touring, doing some shows in New Zealand, and then we're off to Japan, so kind of a double country tour, so to speak. Yeah,
that is so interesting. Now, you are playing here in Ōtautahi, Christchurch, I believe. For those who haven't seen you guys perform live before, what should they sort of expect?
That's a good question. Well, this time around, we've just secured a sponsorship from United Video, so they can expect giveaways from United Video.
And, wait, are you taking the piss, or are you serious?
We came across it actually, yeah, like 100 United Video drink bottles in the op shop. So,
oh, get out!
To give away on our tour, so we're excited about
it. That's brilliant.
So you can expect giveaways, but no, dancing. Like, I mean, I think that we're a fun band to dance to. We've had many conga lines at our shows. We sound very loud, kind of a bit punky, a bit electro. Good stage banter. We like to, actually, the rest of the band hate it when I talk, but most people come up to me after a show and say, that was great, you know, do you do stand-up comedy? which the rest of the band hate, because it just encourages me to keep doing it next time. So there's a little bit of stage banter, and it's just a fun time, really. It's good.
Oh, hey, you've sold it, and as far as I'm concerned, there's no such thing as too much stage banter.
No, that's what I agree. I mean, whenever I used to go to bands back in the day, that was my favourite thing. Like, if a band doesn't talk in between a song, I'm a bit bored. You know, like, I mean, that's what I want to go and see.
Totally,
like,
yeah.
I want to see who these people are. I want to hear what they've got to say in between songs. And, it's important to me as a performance.
Hey, now, when people think of kind of Kiwi bands going on tour, maybe going to another country, they think, okay, they'll do Australia and New Zealand. But it's not quite what you're doing. New Zealand and Japan. How did that come about?
I think we've all wanted to go. And I think it's been a huge sort of Japan and sort of, especially for the 80s, Japanese design and aesthetic has been something that's been quite close to our hearts. And we're all also like quite avid collectors of sort of 80s nostalgia and sort of old items and stuff. And most of that stuff, you know, like 80s Walkman, Sony, and a lot of cartoon designs and characters all sort of come from that sort of Japanese.
Yeah, totally.
So for us, it's kind of threaded in there. And so, yeah, we've always wanted to go, and we're like, you know, we're like, let's go to Japan. Let's do it. So for us, it's a tour, but also we'll be collecting along the way and going to the Studio Ghibli Museum, which we're all very excited about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you guys are doing that. That is going to be so much fun. I've never personally been to Japan, but I've known people to go, and I don't think I've ever heard a bad word. Everyone seems to love it going over there for a wee trip. So I'm sure you'll be much the same. Dave, thank you so, so much for joining me this morning. And you should be so happy with this EP. It's really, really good. It's so much fun. I'm so happy to be able to play some of the music from it. So thank you for joining me this morning.
thank you. And we're playing at, what is it, Wunderbar.
On the 30th
of September, yeah, Wunderbar, with the Bad Llamas and Flynn Anderson. So come along.
And that does actually present one other question, and that is where can people buy tickets?
Under the Radar. It's good old Under the Radar. Tickets are on there, and our new music video is coming out on there today as well, so check that out.
Brilliant. Hey, congratulations, Dave. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for joining me.
Nice. Thanks, Liam.
And that was the incredibly fun Dave from Brother Sister. What a lovely, lovely man. Now, their EP, On a Roll, is out today. So I'm going to play the title track from that EP. This is called On a Roll. Enjoy, guys.